presentation today by telling you how this series of lectures came to pass. I'm aware that many of you expect today the wonderful story of Gop Kumar returning back to the spiritual world. Some of you might have heard that I'm giving seminars like this, and you were expecting, but I have to disappoint you today. I will need for this seminar 2.5 solid days to create the atmosphere. You know, we need to do workshops and all kinds of things in between to absorb this subject. And the summer camp is, there are many other very interesting subjects. So I have decided to give a very practical seminar based on Satsvarup Maharaj's work, Obstacles or Overcoming Obstacles on the Path of Devotional Service. I've taken some basic ideas from this book and embellished them further and thought further about it according to, let me say, to give something which is relevant for those devotees who are here in Croatia. My seminar is called Stepnica. So the banker will know it better to say it. Staircase to Full Krishna Consciousness. I hope that at the end of our little seminar, you will be spiritually effulgent, convinced Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who will spread revolution in your own heart of Krishna consciousness and then spread it to others. I have isolated different obstacles in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam, there are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service. After the elimination of both sins or obstacles on the path of devotional service, one can become attracted. In other words, if you have not become free from obstacles, or sometimes they are also called anarthas, you cannot become totally attracted to Krishna. After one has eliminated these obstacles, one can become attracted, one can have steadiness, one can have perfect okust or taste, one can have transcendental emotions. Would you like to have transcendental emotions? Would be nice, isn't it? Our heart would become a paradise. And at last one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord. So all these wonderful results can come if one has overcome the obstacles in devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada writes here. Now, on the way to this wonderful results, steadiness, perfect taste, transcendental emotions, and so on, on the way to this, we will be naturally tested. When Srila Prabhupada made a walk in Tehran, the capital city of Persia, one of his disciples, who was a Muslim before, asked Prabhupada a very good question. And this question will form the entrance gate into our seminar. Do we have some Muslims, some devotees of Muslim background here? I think our Bosnian devotees were, some of them were Muslims. You were one. Very nice that you have Haribo. So, Atreya Rishi described something from the Quran. He said, in the Quran, is described that there is a very dangerous bridge which one has to pass in order to come into the heavens. And there is fire on both sides. And the bridge is like a razor's edge. It could be very thin. And the saintly persons close their eyes and run over the bridge. And Allah makes them pass. Do you see the picture before you? On both sides, fire, a bridge, and the saintly people have to go over this. And they have to surrender to Allah or Krishna. So Prabhupada says, a similar description is there. The great ocean of material existence becomes small like the water contained in the hoof impressions of a calf. He speaks of someone who surrenders to Krishna. Krishna makes the great ocean of material existence, which is like a big obstacle, small like the hoof contained in the hoof print of a calf. And then Prabhupada says, we see from the life of Bali Maharaj how he was put into difficulty. Even his spiritual master cursed him, put into test, and still he remains in his determination. Then he has passed. That is very natural. And there is a word, acid test. For as attaining real gold, the acid test one has to pass. See, sometimes you don't know what is the metal. This could be silver. It is a present by the Macedonian ambassador to Sweden. It has the cross of Sweden here. It seems to be extremely valuable. And I think it is silver. But I do not know. Maybe it's also very cheap. Veera Chandra, you know what the metal is? He's not here. He is here. It is not known. So there is a method to find out if this is a valuable metal or not. You put it into acid. Gold you can put into acid, and as far as I'm informed also silver. This looks like silver. And then the way the metal reacts to the acid tells you what it is. Is it very cheap aluminium or is it a very costly spoon? So in the same way, when we are in Krishna consciousness, Krishna puts us into a test, and the way we react will determine what we are, what is our quality. Hare Krishna. And then one devotee says, Prabhupada, passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master? Prabhupada says, yes, that is spiritual life. One has to take the order from the spiritual master and execute it, despite all impediments. That is determination. So, we will hear today different instructions, or in the seminar, different instructions by Srila Prabhupada, how to overcome all the obstacles and tests in Krishna consciousness which will come on our way, and in this way come to full Krishna consciousness and be full with transcendental emotions, steadiness, and great realized august. Do you think this is a good purpose in life? It sounds good, huh? I see some of you are very skeptical. They think, oh, Sachinanda Swami, thank you for your enthusiasm, but I don't think it will work. Let us see. We will make an experiment, and then we will be able to see. Now, may I ask you, first of all, what you consider to be different obstacles in your spiritual life? I would like to make a list of this. Maybe I can have your notebook, Nishingananda, and write them down so that in my seminar I can cover everything and more. Haribo. You know, Prabhupada always said about the German devotees are very enthusiastic. I have seen with my own eyes. So, because this is a difficult subject matter, I will have to go with full enthusiasm into the subject. Because now the atmosphere will become a little dark, because we will hear all the obstacles which you feel either in your life or which you can see in devotees' other lives. What is an obstacle? I'm writing. Material desires. Next time we are getting from Zagreb a thing so that your brainstorms and you can be put on the paper and you can see it. But now I just take this. What else? Draupadi. No obstacles? Attachment to the body, schminka and soul. Hare Krishna. Oh, oops. First, Malaprivat. Sorry. What else is an obstacle? Uncontrolled mind. Ooh. Some glupos comes in the mind and you become totally agitated by it. Yeah. Offenses. Yes? What? Envy. When you see someone does better than you, and you're devoured by the flames of enviousness. Ignorance. Ignorance. Okay, we put it to attachment. Ignorance. Yes. Deep duplicity, that you show the world you are better than you really are. Ooh. Duplicity. What is duplicity in Croatian, Srebrenica, please? Yes. Fault finding. Pride. Ooh. Shobangi. Oop. Oop. False ego, yes. Lust. Oh, we really get there. Yes. We put it to material desires. Lust. Kutinati, fault finding. A Diplomacy, Maharaj says. Sentimentalnost. and laziness. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is something like this other duplicity, but I write it also. Hypocrisy. Crazy. Hypocrisy. Don't know how to write this. Hypocrisy. Something like this. Anything else? Doubts. Oh, we have a big chapter on doubts. Doubts. Yes. Wrong association. Thank you very much, because this will be what we have today on our list, on what we will talk about today. Wrong association. Okay, Adhyahara Prayasascha. You see, you are in an assembly of very learned individuals. If you don't understand, you will have to read it in the books. Adhyahara Prayasascha Prajalpa Niyamagraha Jnana Sangha. We'll have today Jnana Sangha. Chaloliam cha shadbi bhakti vinashati. These things which Prahlad Maharaj has quoted, Prahlad Ananda Maharaj has quoted, will destroy us. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Dreams. Greed. Okay. I thought dreams. Bad dreams. So okay. Sometimes it's an obstacle. No responsibility. That is something big in Croatia. I'm so offensive. Offenses I would write down. This has been put already. Yes, and there was some others? Impersonalism. All right. Now, if I have not... Now I have a list. If you have any other obstacles, I want to implore you or request you the word. Please write them down for me. And somehow I should get this list. You can give it to one of the devotees who have come, maybe to Shrishtikata or to Gorgadatta. You know Gorgadatta better. And please give this so that my seminar is extremely relevant to your own spiritual lives and will help you. Yes. Today I wanted to talk about a certain obstacle in devotional service which is created by the non-devotee world. The first thing which I want to discuss today is that for a devotee it is very important to realize that you are and you will be different from the non-devotee world. You need to practice a little bit the art of being different. Sanatana Goswami has analyzed that from all the anattas or unwanted attachments, the attachments to become praised by others is very difficult to give up, even for a learned person. So when someone becomes a devotee, very often his friends, his relatives, and people he thought were very near and dear to him will turn against him. Sometimes, even if we are mothers and fathers, our own sons and daughters can turn against us. Old friends. My parents, who loved me very much, disinherited me. That means I have lost a few million Nemechka Markas in my life. not a problem. It's nice to be poor, and so on. But I was shocked when I heard it. And I looked into my, on the sand, and for one moment, one tear came out of my eye of sadness, and then it was followed by another tear of happiness. A hot and a cold tear. Haripol. Sadness because I realized that I cannot be friends with those who are not for Krishna. And happiness that I finally, after many lifetimes, had found the true path which led me out of the prison of material life. Platon describes in an example which is discussed, which Srila Prabhupada discusses in the philosophy book, how the persons in the material world are living in a cave and they take shadows to be the real substance, and then when someone leaves the cave and comes to the sun and sees not shadows but real objects, and then comes back to tell the others in the cave, they laugh about him. Srila Prabhupada has said, a devotee, first they will laugh about us, then they will fight against us, and then they will accept us, if by that time we have not yet been converted. Non-devotees will try to convert us and bring us to the non-devotional world. I have a very interesting story how this works. Some of you might have been Stones fans before they joined. I was a Stones fan. Yeah. So one of my devotees, one devotee who is very close to me, met Keith Richard and Ronnie, Ron Wood, in Ireland early in the morning. He was distributing books, and these two members of the Rolling Stones, the fathers of sex, drugs and rock and roll, came stumbling out of a bar like Jagger and Madai. And they met this devotee, Adiguru is his name. So Adiguru needed something to stop them. He took away his hat and he said, Haribol. So they immediately stopped. And Adiguru said, I was a Stones fan. I know all the songs, Sticky Fingers, Dear Sister Morphium, and I can't get no satisfaction. And I gave, oh, said Keith, nice to meet you. you will be surprised, I gave all my records away. That happens in life. We have produced something new, he said. No, I gave them away because I became a Hare Krishna. Then Keith Richard looked at him. And then he looked at Ron Wood. They were a little bit shocked. He said, may we convert you back? He said, may we convert you back? Converter? Oh, this is a difficult word. May we convert you back? This is what the non-devotee world will try. As soon as someone goes on the path of Krishna consciousness, the non-devotee world will react very disturbed. This morning we heard the example of the prisoner who wants to escape and the kind of reaction he gets from the prison. But it will sometimes overtly or aggressively turn against you, and it will turn subtly against you. overtly, father and mother and friends will say, come, it's a football play. Here, we have a ticket for you. Come, be normal. And subtly, the non-devotee world will allure us. Here's some nice schminka for you. Here's a nice modern frisura for you. Televisionski. Very interesting. New fashions. Very good. And in this way, the modes of nature, ignorance and passion, will try to zip back or ooze back into our life and movement. I would say the open attacks of the material energy are not so dangerous for an intelligent and convinced devotee. But the subtle attempts to convert him, they are more difficult. We have even seen that great yogis have become, victims to this. You remember the yogi who went underneath the water to not see anything of the non-devotee world, of the Maya world, and meditate there, and then he saw two fishes copulating. Is that the word copulating? Yeah. And, he thought, good idea. And his material desires, his lust was awakened. The material energy will come in gross ways, grubby, and in subtle ways, subtilni, sometimes so subtle that it's very difficult. Today I received a letter of a devotee who said, finally, I'm victorious over the subtle forces of Maya. I have given up eating chocolates. Finally, I made it. Can we celebrate this? I said, yes, I will give you a laddu. I have not yet said it, but now I have said it. Those devotees who have written the letter, please claim your laddu, your victory laddu today. The reason why Maya can get us with her subtle allurements is because in our hearts there are still these old sanskaras or old impressions of our material life. Someone who was very active in the sexual field in this life or in a previous life is very easy to become allured by this remembrances of his activities. That doesn't even need to be an object of his fantasies before him. It just is enough the lingering memory which is in the mind. In our Vaishnava philosophy, we know that these sanskaras linger around like a smell in the room. In India, you have these ugly smelling kerosene lamps. And especially in Vrindavan, it becomes dark at 6 o'clock, and then there's the providential power cut, and you are sitting before the Bhagavatam, and you want to finish the chapter, then you take shelter at the kerosene lamp, and this stinks it stinks for any subtle sense of smell, just very bad. So then in the morning, and then in the evening, you remove the kerosene lamp from your room because you don't want to smell the whole night kerosene, kerosene, kerosene. But the smell lingers on in the air, although the source of the smell, the kerosene lamp, is no longer there. In the same way, we have all these impressions and all these things, even meat eating, drinking alcohol, sexual nejivot, gambling, you know, looking at TV, schminka, you know, becoming beautiful for the eyes of lusty men, and all these things, they linger on in the heart. Although we follow four regulative principles, and in theory chant and read every day, you know, and in practice also. But these things will still linger on in our lives, and therefore Maya can convert us back. May we convert you back, dear Bhakta. This is how Maya comes. My dear Bhaktin, may I convert you back, says Maya. And then you say, no. And Maya smiles. How nice you are. And how naive. Then she comes the subtle way. Look at this. This will help you in your devotional service. To see a little bit TV is good for your emotionals, Telotsky. and you know, it will start. And through TV, the whole material energy. We call the TV in Germany the one-eyed guru. See, a proper guru always tells, I'm going to talk about this. If you want to learn it, you can learn it. But the one-eyed guru says, he doesn't tell you what he's going to teach you. He just puts some interesting show out, but he's teaching you material desires, attachment, and rotation in the circle of samsara, lifetime after lifetime. But he's not telling you. So, Hare Krishna. Now, I would like to come to the second part of my presentation. We will make exactly 15 minutes pause, and I would really request all of you to be back after 15 minutes. You may have to, you know, refresh yourself or whatever, chant some rounds. We will start punctually. You will see there is a joy, a certain joy in starting something punctual. It creates a group energy. We feel like we are all in it together. We will all be there on time. And, you know, it's almost like a defeat over the ISKCON unpunctuality, which we can celebrate, so on. So the notorious unpunctuality which we have. So we will try to begin exactly on the second in 15 minutes. We will laugh like little children when we manage to do it. So we will try it. It's in my wristwatch, it's 10 minutes after 6. It will be 10 minutes after 6. But you have your own wristwatches and your own. So, Hare Krishna. What we will discuss in the second, the Drugi Dela, is some very real obstacles created by the non-devotee worlds. It will be very concrete. Hari Bol.
Tanya Prabhu Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Garadhasi Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So after a general introduction, we would like to now become a little bit more concrete with our analysis. When the devotee has seen that the non-devotee world makes difficulties, then he will have to sit down and mislite a little bit. First, there are attacks, like bad newspaper articles, or there are reproaches by friends and family members. But then also he feels that Maya subtly, that's the second type of attack, tries to convert him back, so to say. So the devotee will have to think, what will be his reaction? There are generally two reactions which a devotee can show. One is what I want to call today an immature reaction, and the other is a mature reaction. I will talk about this and you will recognize your own patterns of behavior, and you will be able to see if you react maturely or immaturely, and how to react more maturely. But first of all, I want to describe to you the law of association. I'm sorry, but I would like to have these blackboards and write all different kinds of things, but they will come, I am informed, with the devotees who arrive from Zagreb. Maybe today, no, tomorrow maybe. We may have to make some phone calls still. There is a law of association which you absolutely need to know. It's called osmosis. Yes. This law tells us whoever is most concentrated will influence. Once again, whoever is most concentrated will influence. I want to give you the example of a cell. When the cell is in a salty environment, salty water, and inside of the cell there is not much salt, the salt will travel through the skin of the cell and go inside. However, if inside the cell there is much salt and outside it is not so salty, then the salt will travel to the outside. But then you would have to hold it and so on. I will wait for this professional instrument. It will come tomorrow. Hopefully. Do you all understand this law? It's from biology. Those of you who went to the gymnasium might remember this. It's in the second year of biology, as far as I remember. We learned this as little boys. Acha, osmosis. Acha, new word. Let me translate this into very practical words for us. If you meet non-devotees who are very concentrated in what they do, they will have the power to influence you if you are not as concentrated. But if you are very concentrated in your Krishna consciousness, you will influence them. Let me give you an example of Srila Prabhupada when he visited airports. At that time he had no time to talk much with the people. He was just sitting there. And I remember in Stockholm, I was not there, but Bhakti Bhushan Maharaj told me. People passed him. And they watched him. Ooh, what a personality. And they ran against each other and fell, stumbled about against each other and just came to the walls and so on and so forth. Because the concentration of his Krishna consciousness was more than than the people's concentration in Maya. He was more concentrated in Krishna. However, I have seen other devotees in the airports. They started to look at the entertainments. Oh, toll free. Let me see what to buy from the toll free. And you know, some of the devotees describe the airports. It's not good for me. There's so much Maya. It means their own concentration and what they were doing was not as high as the concentration which is going on in the airport. Résumé. It is clear, isn't it? If you want to become not influenced by the non-devotee world, you need to be very concentrated in your Krishna consciousness. If you are wishy-washy, is that a Croatian word also? It's a universal word. Half-half, so-so, oh-la-la, mon chéri. you know, there are many words for this. Then the Maya will have a lot of influence over you. You just need to leave the temple and it starts already. Measly, 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 and so on. Therefore, the association of devotees is always very much recommended for devotees. Now, okay, so when Maya begins to exert its influence, there are two types of reactions. Or let us say, when the non-devotee world begins to influence. One is an immature reaction and one is a mature reaction. The immature reaction, what could that be? Imagine from your own life. Your friends say, this was the wrongest decision in your life. Look, you don't even look normal. What could be an immature reaction? Anger. Yeah, you would become extremely angry. You nonsense! You are a demon! I am right and you are totally wrong. Not only wrong, totally wrong. We often had this in our movement that we thought ISKCON is best. Whoever is not there is a demon. But this is not correct. There are people who are vegetarians, who believe in reincarnation, who may have an understanding of, you know, religiosity. They are not really demons. Srila Prabhupada says this vegetarianism and belief in reincarnation, it's the beginning of God realization. He even spoke about philosophers. He said, the degree in which they are after truth shows the degree of their God consciousness. So it would not be right or correct to mark someone as a demon who is not in your camp. And you would have a bad reaction from this. One of the aparadas is, there's Guru Apparat, there's Vaishnava Apparat, there is Apparat against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then there are offenses against other living entities. To talk harshly about them, to hurt them, and so on. And this will create problems or obstacles in our spiritual life. Another immature reaction would be to think, I'm a devotee. I'm not only my movement is better, my religion is better. No, I'm a devotee. I am better. The fact is that no devotee thinks of himself as a devotee. I'm trying. A devotee, a real devotee, he is kind to other living entities. And he will think, yes, there is a difference between me and the old world. But the difference is that I have a present and the others have not yet gotten the present. I have the somehow by the milosti of Guru and Krishna, even I am engaged in devotional service. Even I. He will not think, I'm so good. He will think, I have got some mercy somehow by the good blessings of Guru and Krishna. Let me not lose them by acting wrongly now and becoming proud. Another reaction, immature reaction, but I don't know if you had this, is like this. The Kamis live in illusions. They steal everything from Krishna. Now it's all right for me to steal something from them. Hare Krishna. There was one person in the old times, I will not tell you the name. He used to go into the food department of the department store. What is our department store? Trikovini? Some Trikovini? He would go into some Trikovinda. And you know, he would chant his Gayatri Mantra and offer all the vegetarian foods. And then his kleptomaniac instincts came through and he took as much as he could because it was all Krishna's. Someone who does not offer his food lives in sin. Third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's all right to steal from the thieves and give it back to the rightful owner. See, a devotee, when you act in the world, you have to act properly on two levels. This gets now a little complicated, but I think you will be able to easily see the point. You have to act spiritually correct, that is, in relationship to the Shastras and the Guru and so on. And you have to also act in what is called Loka Vichar, that means public opinion. For instance, if someone would drown in the Pula, in the lake here, what is it? In the Adriatic Sea, in the Adriatic Sea, you could say from the spiritual perspective, nothing to do. Everyone swims or sinks according to his or her karma. I can't really interrupt the law of karma here. And you would stand there and let him drown and think, well, this is directly from Bhagavatam, the miseries of material existence. a perfect illustration. You know, and you, one could say, on one level, your observation is correct. Everyone sinks and drowns according to his karma. On one level. I know some of you look at me with skeptical eyes. No, you have to look with, from the spiritual level. I'm not speaking of the social level at the present moment. What can you do when there is death or when there is misery? It is going by the laws of karma. However, on the social or lokachar level, you would be considered cruel to not save him. And you would be cruel. So you have to jump in the Adriatic Sea if you are a swimmer, like Gaurasundara. But if you can't swim, then don't. But, you know, you have to save them. What will people think? How will this movement spread? How can you act in human society if you do not act on what is called the conditional level? There's a spiritual level and the conditioned. We are conditioned souls. We have to act on two. If you would be pure spiritual soul, then don't eat and sleep. If you could only act on one level, then do it. Don't eat and sleep. You're pure spiritual soul. No, but as long as you eat and sleep, you must act also on these. As long as you have hunger, you must eat and sleep. In other words, as long as you live in the material world, you must act correctly also on the conditional level. Sometimes it's easy. This was an easy example. But sometimes it may be difficult, and you may have to use discrimination. When, for instance, you are with your family, and you know you will hurt your mother very much if you do not eat what she has cooked. Because your logic is she has not followed the rules of cooking properly in a spiritual way, and the food cannot be offered, and maybe there's onion in it and all the nice Croatian ingredients which are not exactly sattvic or pure, you know, and then you have to, you know, then there's a collision. The spiritual level collides with the lokavichar, with what the people in this world think. And it's very difficult. And sometimes you have to make decisions. I will not tell what to do in these circumstances, because I believe you are very intelligent and spiritually minded and will be able to apply the things in your own life. But I want to say, sometimes we need to make decisions. Sometimes we need to stand out of the crowd. When everyone says, this is what you should do, we must say, no, I'm a devotee, I'm sorry. It's not proper. But what? This food was prepared with love and devotion by the restaurant. And I'm sitting with you now in the restaurant. You say, no, we have I have my spiritual principles. And then you can educate the person if you are convinced, if you are spiritually. Good. So there is in the Shastras, I will say something else. Now there is a mature reaction how to deal with the non-devotee world. The immature reaction is to become angry, to become puffed up and arrogant, and the immature reaction is to hurt other people's opinion hurt other people's by the way you act. The mature reaction is, first of all, you must have deep convictions in your spiritual life. Are you convinced, Govinda Nandini? You must have deep convictions in your spiritual life, and then you can influence the non-devotee world. Hari Bol. I will give you a Shastric confrontation now. Bharat Maharaj, a great spiritualist, met upon the king Rahugana. And Rahugana began to attack Bharata. You are not strong. But you are very fat. I'm the king, and you do not follow my orders. You are such a fool. Rahugana. Vaishnava Bharat. Now see how Bharat Maharaj reacted. He did not say, Glupasti, Yasam Bhakta. You on the Telotsky niveau, and so on and so forth. He began to preach to Bharat Maharaj. You have said that I'm not stout and strong. And these words are befitting a person who does not know the distinction between the body and the soul. The body may be fat or thin, but no learned man would say such a thing of the spirit soul. As far as the spirit soul is concerned, I'm neither fat nor skinny. And then he goes on very kindly, my dear king, you have said, you rascal, you dull, crazy fellow. But, my dear king, today you are thinking you are the master and I'm your servant. But don't you know that these positions are temporary? Today you are a king and I'm your servant. But tomorrow the position may be changed and you may be my servant and I your master. He was so convinced, he began to preach to Bill Clinton of the ancient world. Yes. And he convinced him, because he had deep convictions. This is the first thing of a mature person. The next thing is, you must develop a spiritual vision. If you do not develop the spiritual vision, you will start to hate the non-devotee world or become attracted by it, and in this way lose your spiritual life. In the Ishopanishad it says, in Mantra 7, one who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. He sees, my father is a spiritual spark. Also the little dog who was trying to get darshan this morning in the Mangal Aratik is a spiritual soul. Everyone acts according to knowledge or ignorance. If I'm against someone, I should not be against the person, but against his ignorance. He is a soul. All over the world, a devotee who is mature begins to meditate. All over the world, there are devotees. Our duty is to find them by Sankirtan. I remember I had a lot of spiritual programs in the, let me say, the eastern part of the former Yugoslavia. We had programs for 10,000 people. And, you know, we had this big halls and the spiritual atmosphere. First it was a wrestling. There were, you know, all types of people. At one time, there were some danger from one ethnic group, and I needed a bodyguard of 50 people around me because they wanted to plan an assassination. But so the atmosphere was sometimes very dark when we entered the halls. But then, by the kirtan, by the preaching, the atmosphere became very duhone, spiritual. And then after some time, I could see in the eyes of some people a certain light coming up. And I knew, here is a devotee. And later, after a year, you would see that person shaved up in the temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everywhere are devotees. And a real devotee, a mature reaction is, now they may be against, but later they may accept. So let me behave properly. So at the end of this session, before I will take your questions, I want to give you a list of things what you can do if you feel the non-devotee world is creating some obstacles to you. First of all, I personally believe that the time of the big temples is over. A new time comes where devotees will meet together and inspire each other. And from these groups, they will maybe also after some time become very convinced and very, Brahmachari type or Brahmacharini type of devotees who will like to live in a temple. But I think the development historically in our Croatian yatra is that more devotees feel attracted to the Grihastha ashram and cannot see themselves in the Brahmachari situation for long. However, there is a danger. The danger is that one leaves the temple, or the danger is that one never joins a temple, and as a result, one will become influenced by the non-devotee world. You know, this osmosis process is taking place, which we have said. They are so concentrated, and the devotees are not yet spiritually very mature, and they become influenced. So, therefore, you must have association with devotees. And for this, the Bhakti Sangha program is meant. It is not a program only for new devotees who are very enthusiastic in spiritual life, because they have just started to get the enlightenment. Wow, Krishna consciousness, this is it for me. It is meant for all different types of devotees. Each devotee, even if he is a long time in the movement, absolutely must associate with other devotees. Otherwise, he will become influenced by the non-devotee association. Of course, when you associate with devotees, you should look for two types of devotees. Those who are either more advanced or same advanced as you, and those who have a friendly feeling towards you. Without a friendly feeling, it is difficult to have spiritual association. Snigdhasya jatasya is a Sanskrit word. There must be some snigdha, some affection in the heart. Then, the next thing, so the first thing is have bhakti sangha. Sangha means association and bhakti means in devotion. It's not just an organizational plan, the bhakti sangha system, but it is something which is extremely important. everyone who does not have Bhakti Sangha will miss something. He can be a new devotee, he can be an old devotee, he can be a brahmachari or a grihastha, he can be a sannyasi or a guru. If there is not proper association with more advanced devotees or friendly devotees and affectionate devotees, something will be missing. And because something is missing, some other concepts will start to influence. The next point which you can do is to create a spiritual atmosphere in your life by chanting properly, by reading properly, by association, and by also starting to preach. If you go outside with what you have, that what you have will become more your property. If you give away something what you have, you will get more of the same thing if what you're giving away is spiritual. If you give something materially away, it will become less. If you give away your novats, will become less. But if you give away your Krishna consciousness, it will increase, because it is spiritual and not material. If you take from the spiritual, it will remain. And if, especially this law is its principle, if you take from your spiritual Krishna consciousness the points and your realizations, bring them to others, it will increase and increase. Let me tell you a little bit about Prabhupada's preaching mood. You will be... This is a very interesting quote. When will that day come when a temple will be established in every house and in every corner of the world? Bhakti Sangha program. When will the high court judge be a Gaudiya Vaishnav with tilak beautifully decorating his forehead? In Germany, now one of the most richest people in Germany, he has billions marks, has put on a tilak, and in Dresden he swept before Lord Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai. The Lord of the universe has captured him. When will a Vaishnava who wins votes be elected as the president of the land and preaching be spread everywhere? You know, when will we get rid of Helmut Kohl? And get Rohini Sudha Prabhu in the parliament. This would be very good. No financial problems any longer. Say, we need to support the Vaishnavas financially, my dear Germans. They will save the country from economic ruin. Special tax for the Vaishnavas. And also the Vaishnavas in Croatia. It's in my zone. Prabhupada had this preaching spirit. Then if you are a grihastha, learn to associate on the spiritual level. Learn to have spiritual evenings or mornings together with your Jenya, and your Mushki. Yeah. Have a spiritual atmosphere. Krishna. Then if you are Grihastha, try to avoid Ugra Kama. What is Ugra Kama? You know, things which cannot be brought, which are against the principles of Krishna consciousness. You can't work in a slaughterhouse, for instance, or in a beer company. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a very important principle, you know, when you are in the Grihastha, you have to work. Most of our Grihasthas don't know this, but you have to take responsibility. It's maliteshko to be a Grihastha. It's easier to be a brahmachari. No work, just some nice sankirtan and so on. But a Grihastha, we need to maintain our wife. Have nice Krishna conscious atmosphere in the house. So we need to, you know, we should not do this with Ugra Kama. Mukunda, once Lord Chaitanya did not want to see his devotee Mukunda. Mukunda, don't want to see you. Because if you are with these other impersonalists, you talk the impersonal philosophy. And when you come to me, you talk bhakti, 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 bhakti. I do not want to see someone who is talking like this in one situation and in another is like this. Mahaprabhu gave very strict rule for us, his devotees. Must be always devotees. Then we will please the Lord. But the most important thing really, to overcome obstacles created from the non-devotees world, is again a good sadhana which will fill you with the duhonne energia, so that when you go out, you have race, you're like the walking sunse. People become, oh, did you know you are full of light? What do you do with your skin? What is your secret? What kremski? Kremski? Krema! What krema? Oh no, it is enthusiasm in my heart. One time a television reporter, he said to me, what is your secret? You know, I'm always on the television, but I can't smile like you. What is your secret? I want to learn it. In what school did you learn your smile? You know, in America they say the $1 million smile, you know, because someone who smiles, everyone thinks he is successful, you know. You say, have a tiny, but you must come and see me in the temple. Then I can speak about this tiny. So, you know, why should use the krema of Krishna consciousness? Krishna, Krishna. You will be very attractive. No need of shminka. No need of big, or making muscles, you know, or getting brown. This is all not necessary. We need to become Krishna consciousness. So here I want to end. Thank you very much. I'm not sure how much... Do we have to... you can ask... See, I have asked you silently. You can ask silently. You can tell me the information. So, now I want to see if you have any questions, my dear audience. And I want to announce a new point in the program, which we will start in a few days. Does any one of you have a question? On this subject, please, on obstacles created from the non-devotees world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good questions. Question. Have you not can't hear. All right. So please come here and put your question in the microphone because we want to record it.
Kad pokušam biti striktan u programu i u sadani, onda se sve više i više pritiska i provokacija na mene radi, pa pitam da li je to tek faza prije prihvaćanja ili radim nešto krivo.
The question was in English, if I become more strict in Krishna consciousness, it seems to me that more difficulties are coming. Am I doing something wrong or is this the rule? Now, two things. Have you also experienced this? It seems almost like hell breaks loose sometimes. In Christianity we find this, that people who go in the desert, saints who go in the deserts, are all of a sudden, I am tempted here, I am tempted there. When you're more Krishna consciousness, then maybe your mush gets on your case, or your jenna gets on your case. Many times the jennas get on the case of the mush when they are becoming more strict. I'm strict now. Ooh, you don't love me. The grihastas, no. I was a grihasta in my previous life, I know also. Maybe, I don't know, I think. Or in the life before. But at least 100 lives back, and that time I must have been a grihasta somewhere. You don't love me. So, one thing is, when you want to become more strict in your spiritual life, you have to do it in a way that others will not feel offended. Especially I have seen this in non-devote, when young grihastha couples come to Krishna consciousness, and one of the two starts to say one evening, you know, there are four regulative principles. I know we had a plan for this day, but the fourth regulative principle is blah-de-blah-de-blah. And aggressively, he or she confronts the other person with no illicit sex life, which is a very difficult one. Even our grihasthas have to think how to, you know, how to arm themselves so that they can really follow this. It's not an easy one. So if you go on and you want to become more strict, don't make a big announcements about it. Don't call Maya. Just do it silently. With your parents, for instance, or if you're with your friends, don't behave negatively towards them. You have your own private life. And behind closed doors, you do your new program, and so on. And this way, they will not think that you will lose them, leave them, or run away from them. Also, in marriage life, you know, you should be. One grihastha told me, this grihastha chants every day 64 rounds, and he told me, the only way I can do this is if there is peace in the family. So therefore, I never talk with my wife more than 30 minutes because I'm very busy in my professional life. But I'm chanting these 64 rounds every day. So I never had time to talk with her. But now where I chant 64 rounds, I talk with her 1 hour that there is peace and that she knows. There is affection between us, and so on and so forth. If you want to be a spiritual person, you need to keep peace with the other side, because the other side can disturb you so much that you can that you can become bewildered. Now, the second thing, and I think this is what you are referring to, is when you as a devotee start to chant more or do more spiritual things and so on and so forth, then you experience more difficulties. I think that's what you meant, isn't it? Well, he knows his questions better than I.
When I try to get earlier in the morning, the more provocations come,
yes,
because they say you're crazy more.
Your parents.
Yes, of course.
Get up silently. You may even have to take the shower when they are up, because usually when the shower goes like in the apartamentski, and then you start to sing Haribo, Haribo, you know, then they go like, what is this? 6 o'clock in the morning. This is much too early. You know, or 5 o'clock or whatever it is. Be clever. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami, you must be like a wife who has another lover. This wife will be very, it's morally not correct, I know, but the way she will act is she will be very, very nice in the family, that the family does not get any suspicion. And then she will sneak out through the window and run to the forest where her monkey man is. Haribol. You know, I can't pretend that I'm not a sannyasi. You know, she will hide this as to not experience any difficulty. There is another difficulty which, but since you have asked this, I will not talk about this. It's, you know, I will just briefly talk on this. When someone tries to surrender more to Krishna, Maya will see, oh no, he's trying to get away from me. Boy, he's really good. Look at this person. He gets up in the morning and there is no social pressure. He does it out of his own desire. He's getting serious. Look how he's chanting. Concentrirate, concentrirate. That's all what he says to his mind. He's trying to not offend Vaishnavas. Soon I'm finished if this goes on. Then she will come. I remember once a personal example. I was anyway, this is Mali Privatni. I can't talk before 300 people about my personal life so much. It's also not interesting. I'm an ordinary soul, Hare Krishna. Maya comes if you try. When you're on Sankirtan, a half-naked Maya Devi comes and says, I'm Mrs. Cherry. Enjoy me. And you may say, no, 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 no. Hualo, huala lepo. But then you stand your rounds, and all of a sudden, she is in your mind. She's in your heart. She begins to create an atmosphere of sense enjoyment, as if it would be her own apartmentski. Maya. But then you can say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes you must be determined. Or you can call out for help by going to the devotees, the highway robbers of lust and greed are coming to meet. Please help me. This is how Raghunath Das Goswami in Mana Shiksha, instructions to elevate the mind, he deals with this problem. We have now printed in German language the book Mana Shiksha. I have a copy. It is so good. It's like the everlasting psychotherapy for the disturbed mind. Good. So now I have to ask the question, should we start? Good. We can take a few more questions. Then we will have Aratik. And after Aratik, there will be a special item in the program. It is not yet announced. I have rearranged my slideshow on the journey to the Himalayan mountains. It was a pilgrimage where we went to one of the most holy places in the world. And we will show a slide presentation about this. But is there any other question, please? Veera Chandra?
You also spoke of taking shelter of the devotees as a means to overcome the difficulties. And it is at least my vision in recent times, especially with the invention of the email communication, and we are getting so many bad informations about
disturbing
this
informations. Yes.
And also when we discuss among ourselves, very often we are discussing the maybe even the realistic mistakes and faults of the devotees, and it seems that this situation creates an atmosphere in which at least I feel it's not very easy to respect the devotees, even if they're older. And if I cannot respect the devotees, how can I freely associate with them and attempt to get some help or inspiration?
Mm-hmm. There is with the invention of email, there is an overloading of negative informations and about devotees, and we lose respect so that we don't feel confident to go to them, even older devotees. Yes, I have heard modern say, why should the sannyasis give their offerings to Prabhupada? They are not special. They are just like everyone. new vision. Yeah. First of all, you must know if there are devotees who can help you. You must find these devotees and reveal your heart to them. It's a must. It's a principle in spiritual life. There will be always advanced devotees, because there are always souls who are on their way to Krishna and who regularly make spiritual advancements. You must find them. Sometimes they may be very simple devotees who are very determined and give a very wonderful example. In the beginning and in the middle, and even at the high state of Krishna consciousness, associating with advanced devotees is an absolute principle. It is described that when you get the Bhakti Lata beach in your heart, you must water it by Shravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting. But then you must also build a fence around the your plant of Krishna consciousness, your little Krishna consciousness. And this fence is the associating of with advanced devotees. Otherwise, the wild animals will come and destroy the plant. Or even the most dangerous, the sloan, the Vaishnava apparat, will come and trample the plant. This is Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Goswami. I think you recognize from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna consciousness is like a little plant. It needs food to grow, and it needs protection. And protection is the circle of devotees, advanced devotees. Now, Prabhupada says there are many pseudo-devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness. If this is the case and you cannot have association, he said, you should associate with the spiritual master. He referred to himself. But association with advanced devotees is a must. Now, I believe Prabhupada wrote this statement. We can't say everyone is pseudo. We would make many Vaishnava apparat. But there are some devotees who are the sunshine devotees or pizza devotees. I think they're in every country. We should give them pizza and sunshine as much as possible and hope that they will become the real devotees by this. One thing, now I will talk about a second point. Second point is when you associate with devotees, you must learn to be confidential. When someone tells you something, you may not tell it to the world. Otherwise, this person will never ever tell you again something. What happens if you tell to some person, I have a little difficulty? You know, I was thinking of blah, blah, blah. So, the person you talk to, he will go to the next person and say, ah, so and so talked to me. He was thinking of blah, blah, blah. I think blah, 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 blah. That person will never ever come back to that person. He will never reveal his mind. In our society, we think there are no secrets in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we should tell everything about the private life of the other person, what we know, all around, everywhere, in the Bhakti Sangha and in the temples and so on. There are no secrets in Krishna consciousness means by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we can know everything about Krishna. As much as we can understand. It doesn't mean to violate privacy. Now another thing Virachandra has in mind, maybe, is that sometimes we hear that even exalted devotees have serious difficulties in their spiritual lives. And then we think, well, if so and so Swami, if Brihat Bhagavatamrita Swami had difficulties, you know, if I go to him, will he be able to help me? Well, the injunction is you should go to more advanced devotees. So if Brihat Bhagavatamrita Swami, there is no Swami like this in our movement, I hope, at least I'm not aware of, has difficulties, then you don't go to him. You But you don't become now very, you don't write about Bhagavatamritas or personal problems in the email and create a huge hot wind of agitation. You think, well, he has difficulties. Maharaj Bharata also had a difficulty. Did you know he fell in love totally? Did you know? It was not even a woman. It's not even a human being. It was a non-human being, an animal. It was so strong, his emotional feelings, that he was born later as the same species of animal. You know, I will tell you the scandal. It's a deer. It was a deer. Don't tell it to the world. Do you know that Maharaj Chitraketu was cursed and became a demon? Do you know? His name was Vitrasura. Vitrasura. A big scandal. It happens. Either why it happens, Krishna may have his plan, or the individual has his hidden plans, sometimes difficult to understand, or he has taken a momentary leave of absence, and later he will somehow progress, you know, and continue. This is how a Vaishnava, kind-hearted Vaishnava, thinks. Or Chitraketu had to go through this, but he came back. He had, you know, his prayers are glorious. They are the first time where spontaneous devotional service is expressed in the Bhagavatam. Raganuga Bhakti. You know. He talks extremely. If you analyze these verses, it's just a pure love of God. And he says, like in the end of his term, when he had gone through what he had to go through, he said, just like a bird, little baby bird, always waits for the mother. Just like a little calf always waits for the cow. It's getting more and more intensive, the example. And just like a Jenny, a housewife always longs for the association of her moosh. I, my dear Lord, am in the same situation. I only wait for you. I can't wait to see you. Very intense. I think email is not the greatest blessing for ISKCON. Because, in my opinion, now comes something very, very controversial. There is a natural way of human communication. The most simple way is person to person. They talk, they have their friends. But this can be extended and has been extended since a long time where human culture is on by letter writing. We read even in Krishna Leela how Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna, a love letter. Very intense love letter she wrote. So this is somehow... Then modern world has invented the telephone. It goes much faster. And an even more passionate way of communication and more removed from the human reality is email, where within 1 second on your screen you can get all the information from every corner of the world. Every thought a person has ever thought can be created. And the human being cannot deal with this. It creates problem. How fast can you run, Virachandra? Not so 20 kilometers an hour? Not an whole hour. How much a normal person can run? Who is a sportsman here? Ten kilometers an hour? When he is very fast, 20? Well, you have to be quite fast. You know all these things. 35 if he's really fast, but he can't run for short distances. Not for long. Okay, let us say the human being can run 32 if he is really good. Now imagine, we by some modern invention, some rocket here, he can run 80 kilometers an hour. Just in theory, I can imagine some rocket way, you know, of you know, some electronic device here in the knees, you know, it really goes like. But it wouldn't be good for him. His bones and his joints and everything would suffer tremendously. So if we communicate too much and too fast, it's not good for us. See, even problems, when there are problems, some vreme, male vreme should be there, that it can't come out. Is it natural? We are human beings. But if by email it's cooked up like an impossible situation comes, which is totally unrequired and unnecessary. When the com entered ISKCON, the rule was only informations, please, which will help, informations which will, which are wie sagt man, sachlich, you know, this stručno, is it right? You know, what, you know, you need to know, and so on. But I have seen in all the conferences where this rule is not kept, Vaishnav apparats happen, and agitation. Therefore, some of my God brothers are no conferences any longer. Yeah, they know it is a little. The media is not as neutral as we thought. This is what Sachinanda Swami says, because I also can't handle computer. I don't have this type of intelligence, so therefore I take my chance to be a little heavy. It is not a very balanced view, but it is an interesting view, I think. You might have to balance it a little bit, because I'm a non-mechanic man, a non-computer man, and so on. So my view is a little intense. There are other people who can handle computers, and they should take their own view, but it's an interesting thing to consider. So now we have exhausted our question period. I want to thank you very much and make a very important announcement. I thought we should really make out of this seminar the best thing it can become. And therefore, I have decided something quite interesting, which I will be doing the first time with you. I want to divide all of you in 7 groups. And then, at the end of the seminar, these 7 groups will come together and will discuss what points were most relevant, or what points they could, they thought were very helpful to overcome obstacles. These groups will elect one speaker of the parliament. Professor Vladko, we went to some speaker of the parliament, very nice gentleman. They will elect a speaker of the and so on, and this speaker will present the results of the discussions in the group. And then I think we will hear how the seminar was digested, and we will hear the basic points again, and so on. So that it can be, now I want to suggest to you, so that you can participate in this, and we all can create like some good points together, you should be quite use your intelligence. You should be quite involved. You should listen carefully. Maybe some of you want to take notes so that they don't forget, and then we can make something wonderful. Now, if you have not understood what is my intention, it does not matter, because I will explain it again when we build the groups. But we will have in the summer camp different groups sitting everywhere, some at the beach, some at the under the trees, and they will discuss, and it will be good. You will get to know each other better, and you will talk spiritually, and I think you will all gain much more than just by listening to me. If you listen to the others, what they understood, you will really benefit a lot. So I will announce this. I have to talk with the experts a little bit how to do this, and then we will do it. So I'm thanking you very much. I was very enthusiastic to give this seminar, and I'm now much more enthusiastic because I can see how you listen very carefully, and so on and so forth. And once again, I want to say, if my style of presenting is a little intense for you, with my examples, which sometimes go like, why did he have to use this example, and so on, it is only meant for your good, so that you start thinking deeply and reflecting, and that you gain some spiritual thing. Remember, at the end of the seminar, we want to have gone higher on the Stepnitsa, Stepenitsa in Krishna consciousness. We want to come closer to Purna Krishna consciousness. So we need to work a little bit on our hearts. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gonitai ki jai. Sri Karuna Nisinghadeva ki jai. Go Premanandi Arirbo.